Well, I appreciate the opportunity that has been extended to me to get in this pulpit and speak to you all again. I hope that you've had wonderful Bible classes this morning, if you were able to make it. And I hope that you'll find this lesson this morning to be very beneficial to you. I do not have a PowerPoint this morning, so I guess we'll just have to do it the old-fashioned way. You have to get in your Bibles yourselves and all eyes on me, I suppose, and I'll just have to try not to mess this up. We have come to the beginning of a new school year for the college-aged and younger. Another year to learn, another year to grow physically and mentally, another year to get closer to freedom, right? But also, as we grow in stature and understanding, we're growing in the Lord as well, I hope. I hope that could be said for those of you here that may find yourself to be at that stage of life. That's to be said about all of us, though, right? To continue to grow. To continue to grow in understanding, to grow in our work for the Lord, another year to grow in ability, because the opportunities are around us all the time, aren't they? And we would call it silly and reckless if these college-age and high school-age young people didn't take advantage of those good things that was given to them. Do you not know the responsibility that will come later on in life? You have such an opportunity to get a hold of that and to get a good grasp and a good start. All these opportunities are presented to you constantly, and you should take them and you should appreciate them. But there's plenty of opportunities all throughout life, isn't there? Plenty of opportunities for us, especially whenever it comes to serving and growing in the Lord. All the opportunity to grow our faith and to aid others in this congregation, but not doing it would be silly. And I want us to look at a few characters this morning. Go ahead and be turning with me to Luke chapter 16. I want us to look at a few characters this morning who had all the opportunity in the world presented to them to grow their faith, and they seemed to only squander it. And to ask ourselves, what do we expect to happen if we are like these characters? In Luke chapter 16, we find some characters here, starting in verse 19, that Gary talked about not too long ago. I don't want to belabor this point too much, just kind of draw the points that I want to get from this, because I know Gary just preached on this not too long ago. And so what we find here is Christ telling the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And as we read through this, start thinking about all the missed opportunities that the rich man had. Now, there was a rich man. Starting in verse 19. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things? But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all of this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. Kind of interesting hearing that coming from Jesus at this standpoint in his life, isn't it? It's very true. So what we have here is we have a man that is old enough to have found comfortable success financially. And that's great. This lesson is not to say that he was wrong for being rich. It's far from that. In all reality, that just meant that he had more opportunity, didn't it? That wasn't the problem. Where the problem gets to being is that he has had years to take opportunities. He has had years to grow in service, to grow in grace, to grow in faith. Yet we read of the opportunities being wasted. He had an opportunity presented right there to him with Lazarus. Someone that was right there longing for the crumbs of his table. And it's like he barely even recognizes that anything's going on with Lazarus. Until he needs Lazarus. A man homeless, covered with sores, starving, lying at a gate. So many years a poor man he could have helped. So many years of righteousness could he have shown. So many years of mercy and grace could he have come to a better understanding of if he would have only noticed this man and done something about it. But he wasted that opportunity. He wasted it. Because by the end of this, we recognize, as Father Abraham is telling him, you had your opportunity. Another thing that I think that we can draw from this as well, as far as opportunities go, he could have had an opportunity to have a relationship with God. Apparently he didn't. At least not one that caused him to be with Lazarus and Abraham anyway. He missed out on that opportunity. Maybe it was because he was so caught up in the world. Maybe it was because he was so caught up in himself. Maybe it was because he just wasn't, you know, kind of looking and caring and trying to show Christ. Whatever the case was, he wasn't in a right relationship with God. But he had years to get in that relationship. He wouldn't help the poor man. And I think we could almost deduce that he was probably like his brothers, and he hadn't listened to the prophets either. He hadn't listened to the writers either. And now he's worried that his brothers won't either. Speaking of those faithless brothers, you recognize that's another opportunity that he missed. And he hates that now, don't he? Now he's in torment and he's going, just go help my brothers at least. You know what? He had the opportunity to help his brothers. But that's what happens whenever we're so caught up on ourselves, when we're so caught up on what the world is giving us, and you don't have to be a rich man for that to happen, that we miss opportunities. Not only did he miss an opportunity to help Lazarus and show mercy and grace, not only did he miss an opportunity to find righteousness himself and to find a right relationship with God, but he missed an opportunity to help those around him. He missed an opportunity to help his brothers. Another opportunity wasted. He knows they need to change. He knows that they need some heavy influencing as well. Because he says, oh, if someone from the dead would just go and speak to them, then they would listen. Yeah, I know they won't listen to the prophets and things like that. I get that because I was there too. I'm sure is what he's thinking. But they would listen to somebody coming from the dead. I wonder if that's going to be so. Abraham says, nah, if they won't listen to the prophets, they won't listen here either. That's going to be a missed opportunity for those brothers too, isn't it? That Abraham's already speaking about. Not heeding the word of God when they had the word of God. This man had the word of God by this time period. This man's brothers had the word of God by this time period. And they're throwing those opportunities away to grow closer to God and to realize who they should be. He could have been in a better place, but he failed to serve. He failed to grow in faith when he had the chance. He failed to take opportunities with Lazarus, and he failed to take opportunities with his brother. And now he regrets it. Turn with me over to Acts chapter 7. In Acts chapter 7, we're already into the lesson that Stephen is preaching. At the end of chapter 6, what we find is Stephen winds up getting brought up before the Sanhedrin. And kind of like Christ, they're trying to bring up some trumped up charges. Some things that he didn't say, some things that he didn't do. But they're really wanting to get him because they don't like what he's teaching. And they say that he is speaking against the law and he's speaking against the temple. And so they give Stephen an opportunity to defend himself. And man, let me tell you something. A lot of us probably, if we were in Stephen's position, we would probably, if we were given an opportunity to get out of everything, we probably would have been falling all over ourselves, right? Stephen uses this as an opportunity to teach them the truth. And he teaches it pretty tough to them, doesn't he? He spends the whole chapter 7 right here, as we would read it, all of chapter 7 telling them and describing them of how the past generations have been, how their forefathers were, and how they had all the opportunities and opportunities and opportunities and opportunities, and talking about when they took them and a lot of times about when they missed them. And so then by the time he gets to the end of this, whether they're starting to figure out, oh, I see where you're going with this or not, he lays it straight to them. Read with me verse 51 starting out. You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. That's a tough thing to hear, isn't it? Because these men would have been very proud of their circumcision. That made them who they were. But they were uncircumcised of heart. And ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? Some of my favorite lines in all of this. They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained by angels, yet did not keep it. What did he tell them? He told them, you had opportunities, but you kept wasting them. He's given them an opportunity right now, even for that matter. But as we would go on to read, they don't seem like they want to take it. Their forefathers had centuries and centuries to grow in understanding and a relationship with God. Yet as a people, even still, at this time period, many of them had not chosen to do that. You can read through the prophets and see just that. How many times in the prophets did the people fight against what they're saying, not pay attention to them, and yes, sometimes put them to death? Stephen talks about how the Jewish people have squandered these opportunities. An opportunity to have a better understanding of truth. An opportunity to have a better understanding with God. It was right there at their feet. They, of all people by this point, had that ability to have that relationship with God. And they keep squandering it. Yet now, presented with the whole truth, the complete truth, they still only deny it. Years of teaching, years of evidence, if they only seem to want to serve themselves and what they enjoy and what they like. And they squander it yet again right here, don't they? At least at this time period for these people. Because what do they do to Stephen? They stone Stephen. Yet again, these people are proving to be just like their forefathers before them. All the evidence in the world that these prophets have said, all the evidence in the world that there was going to be one and he was going to come back from the dead, and that they should listen to him. Who's that sound like? Sounds like a rich man too, doesn't it? And his brothers. And they would not listen. And what do? But they kill another person trying to bring truth from God to them with all the evidence that he has of the truth. The past generations missed the opportunity to hear God's word and to take advantage. This is another thing. They missed the opportunity to take advantage of all of these men who was bringing them the word of God. Isn't that silly? If someone had something that you needed and they were right there ready to help you, ready to give you what you needed, wouldn't it be silly if we would just be like, nah, I don't really want that. When you need it, you know you need it. They would not take advantage of that. And they missed the opportunity to obey God. And my hope is that some of these men wised up a little bit later on in life. Nobody's mentioned here by name other than Saul holding the coats. And we did see that he made a different change in his life later on. But we don't know. Maybe they did. But as of right now, it's just another opportunity missed. Another opportunity wasted. Another opportunity to have a relationship with God and come to an understanding of what he would have them to do. And they missed it. The last one that I want to bring to your attention, then we'll have some application back towards us, is in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, Christ has a very, it's almost troubling scene right here of the judgment day. And what we find at the beginning of this is he talks about how the goats and the sheep will be split apart. And they will be judged differently. That's a troubling thing as well, isn't it? The thought that there is multiple people out there, that there is two types of people out there, those that serve God and those that don't. A lot of people would have you believe that God is love and God loves everybody and he does love everybody. But whenever it comes to the judgment scene, we are going to be judged. And people are going to find themselves in a place that they don't want to be, much like that rich man. And when you start to look through this, and you get to verse 41, and we start to read about those people that are goats, those people that are cast off into hell, starts to have kind of a scary image, doesn't it? Read with me in verse 41. Then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. They will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You know what that means right there? That means that if we are along these lines right here, we're not considered righteous. These people that Christ is describing right here missed opportunities, because there's nothing right here to suggest that this was never presented to them. And so it was never presented to them and they just got caught up. Oh, well, this is never presented. No, they had these opportunities and they wasted them. They didn't take them. They didn't take opportunity to visit the least of these. Plenty of people that they had the opportunity to try to do for. Plenty of people that they had the opportunity to visit when they were sick or maybe imprisoned or feed whenever they were hungry. There's a lot of responsibility there in that, isn't there? They did not grow in understanding of Christ at all. Because that was Christ, wasn't it? That was His attitude. And if we were supposed to be like Christ, that should be our attitude as well. That should be the opportunities that we're ready to take. They failed to see past just doing good to Christ to how in turn they should do good to others. And Christ said, you had all the opportunities presented to you to show righteousness in this way, but you squandered it. May that not be said about us. Plenty of other parables and other situations we could talk about people that missed opportunities. I think about the parable of the talents and how the one talent man, what did he do? He squandered it, didn't he? He squandered that one talent that he was put in possession of. He could have done something with it, but he didn't do it. He just hid it. Missed opportunity. Nadab and Abihu, they had the opportunity to serve as priests, to learn from, I got to say this right, Aaron, and grow in the Lord, but offered strange fire instead. They missed an opportunity, didn't they? They missed an opportunity. The prodigal son squandered an inheritance that he didn't earn, by the way. Squandered an inheritance. He missed that opportunity. Now, some of you might already be thinking, well, yeah, but, we'll get to the yeah, but here in just a minute. And the list could go on and on. Brethren, these same people could be us. All the opportunity in the world presented before us to be righteous and to grow. And we could be missing it. Right here at Eson. Well, let's make some personal applications right here. How many Bible classes do we have going on at Eastside or tied with the members here? We have a Sunday morning Bible study. We have a Wednesday night Bible study. There's a men's study. There's a women's study. There's gospel meetings. There's preaching opportunities. There's sermons that we could listen to. The college students are doing their studies on campus right now. We have high school studies sometimes. Studies. And we're not doing this so that we wear everybody out or so that everybody feels guilty for not having a study every single night. No, it is to present an opportunity for you to take advantage of the brethren here that love you. For you to take advantage of the knowledge that is in this building right now of what the Word of God has to say. What are you doing with those opportunities? And it's not just going to these Bible studies, but it's preparing yourselves and taking part into them. What are you doing with those opportunities? Plenty of opportunities to teach and to learn to be a teacher. I know there's a lot of people that will probably sit there, I'm not very good at teaching. Well, there's an opportunity for you to learn. There's many different people here that have had years of Bible class teaching that would love for you to come in and teach with them and to learn from them so that you can be a better Bible class teacher. There are plenty of people here that do one-on-one studies, and maybe you're nervous about one-on-one studies, that would love to give you an opportunity to learn from them on how they conduct a one-on-one Bible study. Opportunities after opportunities after opportunities. We've already had our list of prayer requests. There's always a long list of prayer requests. First of all, that's an opportunity, right? That's an opportunity to pray for those people that is on this list. But might I suggest something else as well? And this might not hold true every single time with all of these requests, but this is also an opportunity to probably help these people with these requests. There's some requests that are made for prayers on behalf of people that there's things that we could probably do. And I'm not trying to sell short prayer by any stretch of the imagination. But there's probably instances, somebody praying for strength, asking for prayers of strength that they're going through something. Yeah, that might not always be, please come and help me, but sometimes it could be. And the plea is to keep your eyes open for that opportunity. We have lost brethren that has left this church, that have left this fold. That is an opportunity to reach out there to them, to show mercy, to show grace, to help bring the lost back to the Lord. Don't be like the rich man. What did the rich man do? Nothing. He had all the opportunity to bring his brethren to the Lord, and he didn't do it because he didn't do it for himself. We have that opportunity. We have new members here. It seems like every Sunday there's a new member popped up on the board. There's an opportunity. Welcome them into the fold. Help them to get a good grasp of what's going on here at Eastside and how they could take part and how we want for them to take part, and we're ready to help them in any way. New converts. What are we up to? Like 7 or 8 this year? 9, 10? It seems like that's went a long way as well for people that have joined their lives to Christ. Great opportunities there. Struggling brethren. Bible class materials. You realize that we have a lot of Bible class materials back here? Now, I know it's not the gospel, but it's meant to help. Do you take advantage of that? We even have a bookstore in town. One Stone Bookstore. I'll give a little plug for One Stone there. They have Bible class materials. Yeah, some of it you might not want to pay for. And yeah, sure, some of it is written by men and you have to be careful with it. But there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity. Oh, and what about this one as well? Now, Scott already said something to Lewis about this. Did you realize that you have an eldership here? Do you realize that that's an opportunity for you? I give you permission right here. I don't know what the elders think about this. Look around towards your elders right now. If you get an opportunity to, watch their heads here. Elders, do people use you too much? Do people use you too much? No? No. Do people ask advice too much? No? Okay. Do you welcome and plead for more interaction with the congregation? Yeah. Yeah, we got a good head shake over here. Did you see that? Do you know of more opportunities for people to take part in? You see that? And that's just the elders. Now, we could ask the deacons. They probably know a few things as well, I guess. But I won't ask you to look for them. There's too many of them mixed around the audience. Opportunities after opportunities. Opportunities for leadership here for you to learn from. Just like those people, they had the prophets. They could have listened to them. They had Stephen, but they wouldn't take advantage of their knowledge and what they knew. You have an eldership here that would love to be able to help you in any way that they can. Take advantage of them. Take advantage of your other brethren that are here. We welcome that. I welcome that. Best that I can. I might not be able to help in every situation. What about in public? And you think about the concept of the lost, the sick, the poor, the homeless. Are there not opportunities right here in Bowling Green, Kentucky? Absolutely. We wind up having opportunities presented at our door on a regular basis. There's opportunities out there. Brethren, I preach this to say this. If we recognize there's opportunities out there and we recognize that we're not taking advantage of these opportunities, how are we any different from these other characters? We have to be careful that we're not squandering our great and wonderful opportunities. Yeah, absolutely, that we have here at Eastside, but that we have in general that is presented to us by the Lord. We have His Word. And just as God told Joshua, we're studying Joshua in the Sunday morning class and the Wednesday night class in this auditorium. Joshua was told to know the Word. He was told to meditate on the Word and he was told to speak the Word. If he wouldn't have taken that opportunity, I wonder where the children of Israel would have been. Yeah, God's plan would have come through, but it might not would have turned out as well for Joshua and the people at that given time. We have opportunities presented to us. It's going to take us opening our eyes to those opportunities. And that takes softening our hearts sometimes, doesn't it? You look at some of these people we talked about, they had awfully hard hearts. You remember what the people did in Acts chapter 7? Oh, they plugged their ears, they gnashed their teeth, and they ran at him. You're talking about hard hearts? That's hard heart. They have to get rid of those hard hearts. That may take work to seek out opportunities. Because while we have a breath, we must be growing for the Lord. While we have so many opportunities ever before us, we must grow. So this morning, the plea is to be like the wayward son at the end of the story, right? Remember I mentioned the wayward son and how he wasted and squandered that opportunity? He was given an inheritance that he didn't earn, but he was given that inheritance. And after he went out and wasted it and wasted it and wasted it and got to his lowest of lows, he come to a realization. And he realized his lost condition. There wasn't nothing out there in the world for him. He realized that he could have it better if he went back to God. Even as a lowly servant, he would have it better. And you know what he did? He took that opportunity and he returned. And not only he did return, but he returned humbly. And he returned and he repented to his father and told him how wasteful he had been. And he took the opportunities to make most of them. And you know what his father did? He welcomed him back with open arms. You know what your father will do for you this morning? He'll welcome you back with open arms. If you're here and you haven't taken that opportunity, you need to take that opportunity. You don't need to miss out on those opportunities. In just a few moments, we'll be singing a song. And this song is a really haunting song in a lot of ways. Nate, if you don't mind, go ahead and put it up on the screen, at least the title anyway. You never mentioned him to me. I asked DJ to lead this one. I appreciate him being willing to do this. You think about the song and how haunting that it is. You never mentioned him to me. The scene at the judgment day of someone turning around going, you never said anything to me about God. First off, I want to say this. If you're here this morning and you haven't made things right before the Lord, if you're listening on the internet right now, I can't look at you, but I can talk to you. If you're listening on the internet right now, know this. You can't make that statement. If you need to learn more about the Lord, we're ready to help you do that. But you will not be able to make a statement like it is in this song that we never mentioned him to you. It's been done this morning. No excuses. You need to take this opportunity. But if you're here and we've been failing on our opportunities to reach out to the lost, to grow ourselves, then I want you to give consideration to this song. If you're here and we can help you in any way, we're ready to do so as we stand and as we sing.